This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 355 for Wednesday, April 17th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is incurring more losses on Wednesday morning due to declines in comparable oils. Chicago soybean is higher, but Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed are falling sharply. Crude oil is down on expanding United States inventories despite continuing tensions in the Middle East. The Canadian dollar is up 0.2 of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. Temperatures in the single digits are expected today across the prairies to go along with rain and snow, with the heaviest amounts in Manitoba. The May canola contract is down $4.70 per ton at $607.80, while the July contract is down $3.10 per ton at $620.40. In the U.S., soybeans are up, while corn and wheat are mixed. Railway workers at CN Rail and CPKC have begun voting on a strike mandate, with three separate bargaining groups from the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference electronically voting from April 8th to May 1st. The next round of contract talks with CPKC will take place on April 23rd and 24th, while those with CN Rail are scheduled for April 29th and 30th. A strike or lockout would start on May 22nd at the earliest, according to reports. Rains have fallen across the western U.S. Corn Belt, with areas in South Dakota and Minnesota getting at least 50 millimeters. The U.S. Energy Information Administration will release its weekly ethanol report later today, with the trade expecting a slight drop in production. The May corn contract is unchanged at $4.31 U.S. per bushel. Rains are falling in the U.S. Northern Plains today before they move east into the U.S. Corn Belt. An above-normal chance of precipitation is expected in the Plains and the Western Corn Belt 6 to 10 days from now, while the Eastern Corn Belt will see normal to below-normal amounts. Abiov raised its Brazilian soybean production forecast by 1.3 million tons at 160.3 million. Meanwhile, ANAC projected 13.74 million tons of Brazilian soybean exports in April, up 1 million from its previous forecast. The May soybean contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.50. Western Kansas should see minimal amounts of rain in the coming days, with more predicted in extended forecasts. France Agrimaire lowered its forecast for 2023-24 French soft wheat exports outside the European Union by 150,000 tons at 10 million. Germany's 2024 wheat crop was estimated to be 20.16 million tons, down 6.3% from last year. Japan is seeking nearly 95,000 tons of wheat from the U.S. and Canada. Egypt purchased 120,000 tons from Ukraine in their tender yesterday. The May Chicago wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.48. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.83. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.39. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, April 17th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.